T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Gads, News Radio, WRVA. So I'm performing technical operations in the background here. Jeremy sent me the link to the story at my request, and then I clicked on it, and then, I don't know, things started flashing. There was no smoke from the laptop, but I'm telling you, all sorts of bad things started popping up, and you want to talk about a brick? I got like a doorstop right here. So if you hear some clicking and clacking in the background, it's not my knees. I'm just trying to revive the laptop. So that's all. I just want to give you the heads up. Now, that being said, you heard, I heard, we listened to some of the audio from Special Counsel Robert Hur today, who I thought made very clear, hey, I didn't clear the president. I'm just telling you, he's so out of it that I don't think anybody would go along with a conviction. And that seems to be the process here. But I thought, let's get it clear. Joe Moreno, I always describe, and I'm being very honest with you, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, but he's also a former federal prosecutor who knows a thing or two about the system and the process of bringing charges, and I'm happy that he is here. Joe, thank you for being here.
Jeff, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing well. I am watching and listening and reading the testimony in front of, I guess it's the House Judiciary Committee. What are your takeaways from all of this?
Jeff, my number one takeaway is you couldn't pay me enough to be sitting in Robert Hur's seat today before Congress, because nobody was happy with him, right?
Right.
I mean, on one side, you have to say, oh my gosh, how could you possibly not recommend bringing charges when you were effectively saying that Joe Biden was guilty?
Yep.
And on the other hand, they kept trashing him because they were upset that he wrote in good faith his take on the president's state of mind. And look, this is not some Republican plant. This is a lifelong, very smart, very well thought of lifetime federal prosecutor who was chosen by Joe Biden's attorney general. So the attorney general picked Robert Hur for this job. So now to disparage him because he wrote what was his honest truth is really kind of, they should be thanking their lucky stars that he basically gave Joe Biden a pass. And instead they're having a fit because of the reason he gave him that pass.
Right. Well, talk a little bit about the reason that he gave him the pass.
So it's a little puzzling because your state of mind with respect to whatever crime you are being accused of, whether it's murder or kidnapping, or in this case, mishandling classified documents, The state of mind that is truly relevant is what you were thinking at the time you engaged in the crime. And remember, Joe Biden apparently has been taking classified documents out of secure facilities for decades. This isn't just the last few years. This is going back to when he was a senator.
Right.
So, and there's no reason to question his state of mind back then. And in fact, in subsequent statements, he acknowledged that he found classified documents in his home. So he basically said, not only did he do it, but then there's proof that he knew that he did it. Right. And that he kept doing it by keeping those documents. So for Robert Hur to focus on his state of mind today, it's not so much a legal conclusion, it's a practical conclusion. It's saying, look, He basically, he did it. But I think I would have, the prosecutor, would have trouble proving it beyond a reasonable doubt, because a jury would find him so befuddled and his memory so poor that they would have a hard time convicting him. That's very, very different than saying he didn't commit the crime itself.
So is that something that ordinarily happens with the prosecutor? I mean, you were a federal prosecutor, Joe. Did you have to analyze it and say, look, you know, special agents, you did exactly what you're supposed to do, and these are certainly the elements of the crime, and they fit in these four nifty corners here, but come on, nobody's going to convict this dude.
Absolutely. And you do that as a federal prosecutor, as a state or local prosecutor, you do that all the time. Look, cases flood into these offices. Only a small fraction of them ever actually get prosecuted. And so prosecutors constantly have to look through cases and make bread and butter decisions about whether this is a valuable use of the prosecutor's office's time. And so, and agents do get frustrated by this, and police officers, because they bring good evidence. And you have to sometimes turn them away and say, hey, look, I'd love to bring this case, but for this or that or whatever other reason, I think we're going to run into a roadblock here. And so that's what Robert Hur is saying to us. Again, it's not that Joe Biden didn't commit the crime. Right. It's that a jury is unlikely to convict him because of his current state of mind.
Joe Moreno is joining us, a former federal prosecutor himself, and providing us with some insight into what Robert Hur was thinking or trying to present. In many ways, then, Joe, both sides, as you say, are angered, but in many ways, he gave each side sort of an out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, the Democrats should be, again, thanking their lucky stars, yeah, right, that he gave Joe Biden this huge pass. And, it's screams hypocrisy. Yep. As we know, I mean, what Hillary Clinton did was probably worse than this, because she arguably obstructed justice, aside from hoarding classified documents on her email server. Yeah. But when you look at Hillary Clinton getting a pass and Joe Biden getting a pass and then throwing the book at Donald Trump, yes, I think that's something that obviously is going to affect a lot of people. And so I think that Republicans, I mean, yes, they did get that piece of the characterization of Joe Biden's mental state, and they have every right to kind of run with that and say, hey, look, how can this guy be president if he can't even stand trial? So, yeah, there's something for both sides, and there's something for both sides to be angry about. And so I kind of feel like it's one of those days in Washington where it's good television, but at the end of the day, nothing really changes.
Well, let me ask you about the prosecution of Donald Trump for having these classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. As I understand, and of course, I'm not an attorney, but the president of the United States basically can have whatever he wants.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Whenever he wants it, and he decides it's classified, it's not classified. So I would have to think that's part of the Trump defense. The Biden defense, at best is, geez, he's a buffoon. I mean, and he was like Sandy Berger, you know, he's stuffing his socks and his shorts.
Yeah, that's a good recollection there, Jeff. We're dating ourselves.
Yes.
You know, you're absolutely right. The president is a distinct figure with respect to the world of classified documents and classifications. A president can bring classified documents wherever he or she wants, can declassify documents, which is something that no one else can do, not the vice president, not any kind of high-ranking Defense Department officer or civilian, and not a member of Congress. And so Donald Trump's argument, no doubt, will be, even beyond the hypocrisy argument, which is a good one, he'll say, look, I am allowed to bring these documents with me as president. I'm allowed to declassify these documents as president. And therefore, I, in good faith, believed I had done nothing wrong. Now, you might believe that. You might not believe that. But it is very different than what a former senator or former vice president can allege, because they are never supposed to take documents out of a secure facility. So the fact, and Joe Biden, you know, apparently he spent a lot of time blaming his staff, which is, that's the ultimate cop-out, because your staff, as a senator, your staff does not bring classified information out of a SCIF, a secure facility. Only the member of Congress can do that.
Yep.
So for him to kind of blame unnamed staffers is just really, really really kind of walking away from, you know, his own responsibility here. At least, like, man up and take responsibility, Mr. President.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yep.
You'd be given a huge pass here. But at least don't blame nameless staffers. Take some ownership of what happened here.
Yeah, well, I will say, whether you concur or not, but man, I'm not surprised that he's blaming others. I just don't think this is a guy that ever takes accountability or responsibility for anything that he's done. His mental state now, though, Joe, is essentially, as a result of this, people are being told, hey, he's just really he's not competent almost to stand trial. But he is perfectly competent to be president of the United States. It terrifies me to think that we've got such different standards, apparently. Isn't that twisted?
Well, I think perhaps the president's backers were probably nervous a few weeks ago when this report first broke, and he had that horrible press conference where he's still making mistakes and he's kind of lashing out like an angry old man.
Yep.
My guess is a few weeks have passed. The dust has settled a bit, and they're going to argue he did a decent job at the State of the Union address. Mm. Now, so I think that's going to, so I think probably that put their fears to rest that he can get through the next 10 months of the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see about that. But so I think probably the political fear that the president's backers had have probably subsided for now. Okay. That being said, I wouldn't put it past them for a minute that if he starts really falling behind this spring and summer, they'll do what they need to replace him.
Really? You still think that's on the table?
I think that I wouldn't put anything past them. And I think if they feel like these polls that are showing Donald Trump pulling ahead, a few even above 50%, I think if they see that happening into the summer months at the convention, they can use the excuse of his age to say, hey, you know what? I'm tapping out. We're going to replace the president with somebody younger, a candidate that has some more of a future ahead of him or she, he or she, and that's who will run against Donald Trump.
Wow. All right. Well, that is some fascinating prognostication there, counselor. I like that. That's good stuff. That's good. All right. Now, listen, I want everybody to follow you on X. I want them to check out the website. Remind everybody how we do that, okay?
Hey, josephmoreno.com, Joseph Moreno on X. And as I say every time I appear on Jeff's show, look, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And I think there's nothing more important than reading the facts, finding some good analysis, and really making your own determinations. Because as we've seen recently with this 14th Amendment case, there were a lot of so-called experts out there calling it one way. And when it actually got to true Supreme Court justices, it was smacked back the other direction. I think it's a great example. Don't believe everything you hear. Make your decision for yourself.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, I just treasure your time here. I appreciate you making time for us, and look forward to doing it again in the very near future. That is Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor. Some great insight on what was really in the special counsel report. It's 300-plus pages, and both sides are angry, but both sides sort of have an out on this, and it's just fascinating stuff. And then Joe is the best of the best. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.